17-145RB.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Avis Automobile Rental Concession Agreement number 17-144AIR.
I have a letter dated December 5th, 2017 from Mr. Cotty. He has reviewed the proposed automobile rental concession agreement with Bob's Rental Incorporated, DBA Avis, and approve it to full.
Did you want to speak to this?
It's the same terms we've had with them in the past. The board and I recommend that we continue this agreement.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Taney County and Bob's Rentals Incorporated, DBA Avis.
We have a motion. Do we have a
second?
Second. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Letter of support for the Branson Airport Transportation Development District. Application for funding under the Small Community Air Service Development Program.
I have a letter addressed to the Ms. Chaplin, with the Associate Director of the U.S. Department of Transportation. This would be for a grant. They're asking for the support of the Branson Airport Transportation Development District's TDD 2017 Small Community Air Service Development Program grant submission. Taney County receives a significant financial benefit from each visitor that arrives in Branson through the airport. An economic impact study conducted by the state of Missouri found that Branson Airport generates more than $91 million in economic impact on the region and created 1,460 local jobs. The study found that the average air visitor to Branson through the Branson Airport spent $628. From the airport opening in May 2009 through May 2015, the airport had 550,210 employments, generating about $345 million in visitor spending. In 2014, 100% of the scheduled commercial air service was lost when Frontier Airlines and Southwest Airlines stopped serving the Branson Airport. The airport is critical to the current and strategic tourism economic growth of our region. The grant, along with funds pledged by the community, will help Taney County's ability to leverage our accessibility to domestic and international visitors and to attract airline service to our market. Increased quality of visitors ensures solid tax income for local and state governments, as well as providing revenue streams to local businesses. Our history proves that when tourism to Branson, Ozark Mountain Country is strong, our unemployment rates fall as hiring increases.
I make a motion to the commission support the letter to the Brooke Chapman, the Associate Director for the support the Branson Airport Transportation Development District's grant.
Do you just want to approve the letter and allow Commissioner Schofield to sign it? Probably be a little cleaner.
And we're by
all signatures on it, just here.
And by making that, allowing presiding Commissioner Schofield to sign the letter of recommendation.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Court orders.
Good morning.
Morning.
The first set of court orders I have, abatements, are personal property paid abatements, otherwise personal property refunds. First one is 300209. That's the only personal property abatement we have. And it's a 2016 Highlander was paid for by a Toyota Motor Credit Company. And then the person leasing the vehicle also paid it. And this is a refund for that.
Labeled Exhibit A. Move to approve Exhibit A with today's date of 12/11/2017.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The next set is erroneous assessment. I have one in that set, and it's abatement number 203612.
Move to approve Exhibit B with today's date of 12/11/2017. So the one where she selected. It's rented out, but it's rented out as a yearly, I mean, it's not a nightly rental, right?
Correct. Yes.
She has rented out to an individual.
Didn't understand what they were writing on their condo letter. Put out 366 instead of, anyway.
Right.
Was it leap year last year?
I guess.
Okay. I wasn't going to point that out.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
The next set are refund abatements. They're also erroneous assessments, but they are refund abatements. And it's abatement numbers 203613 through 615, the last three digits.
So,
may I give you just a little?
Yeah, fill us in on these because that's a pretty large drop. And
it's a huge one. These folks, or if they contacted me by phone or email, but fellow's name was Paul, forget his last name, but anyhow, I guess they were reviewing their books and he called me about his assessment value, and when I looked at it, I found that a record goes back to 2008. Since that time, we had an extra, instead of a five-digit number, we had a zero on the end of it, which gave it a 10 times the amount. And we've been paying this since 2008, evidently. I didn't notice it until just this year. And they gave me a call, and I went to the land part of our program and saw right quick what had happened. This becomes about zero, 10 times the value. So, you all have already approved an abatement court order for 2017 to correct the value for this year. After doing that, after you all did that and I let him know, he responded with another email saying, what about a refund for previous years? So, here we are.
The law allows it, but your 2014 year, if the money's not available this month, does he understand that it'd be available other than you have to go to the entities?
I did not go into anything. I just told him I would present it to the commission. And I'm thankful that you have your experience behind you that you can lead us. I dug up the statute, which you brought me some time back, that says that we go back 3 years. And Mona's looked at it, I know, as far as funds that are available, but my thought was, before we dig into that, I mean, do we need a policy for such a thing, or do we just take them one at a time as they come to us? I mean, this is the biggest thing I've ever seen.
Well, the statute is what we have to go by.
Right.
And if they follow the statute, in which, in looking into this, you know, they have, the school districts is aware of this, I'm assuming.
I didn't talk to anybody, but not.
They'll be the major player that'll come out of there.
Right. I didn't know if there were. Mona and I mentioned a bit. I didn't know if there were other statutes besides this, as far as money available and those kind of things that applied. I didn't get around to talk to you. But.
As you know, the way some counties do it, they take it out this month, but it would be too great to take it out of their bill for this year's, correct? Because this year's bill would not get that much of a refund. If this brings their bill down to $2,602 and they're needing a $23,000 refund, it...
So one question that came up, I think, was that can you take out 14, 15, and 16 out of 17's money? Or do you have to take it out of it? Do you have to have money in those particular years to do a refund?
If you have the money to collect, and you should have in Branson, and I'm sure you and the collector checked that there is that much delinquent taxes in the 2014 year. The collector is charged with enough delinquent taxes in the 2014 years for the entities involved, so that for the year, it will still balance her. And then those entities would understand that she was taking out their check for the November or December payment. Does that make sense? Because you don't balance. Okay.
Does to Mona.
Madam Collector, do you see that?
For this month's balancing, the money is not there for 14, 15, 16. It is there for 17. But when I did an overall for the whole year, it's still not there for 14. So we're talking $20,000 for 14, 15, and 16. So it's over $60,000 altogether to refund them.
So when you started this year's March 1st, you did not have this amount due for those entities for 14?
Due, yes.
But that amount was due. Okay. As long as that amount is due at the year, it can be answered by either the form of a payment or abatement. You can't go in the red on it.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Sheila, are you saying that she would be responsible to take those monies when they come out because they're not there now? Is that what you're saying?
I'm sorry, what?
Well, the monies are due, you said, but they're not there. They haven't been paid yet, so she doesn't have those monies to work with. So are you saying you got to wait? If you are approved, that she would have to hold that until those monies were paid? Those things were paid?
No. In order, the collector's charged each year with the delinquent taxes, and that's what she's going to collect one way that year, either in the form of a payment, an abatement, or it's going to be delinquent at the end of February. So if on March 1st, these entities involved, if she was charged with that much for her to collect for the 2014 tax year, then it could be abated and take it. Be abated in the books, but she wouldn't, in far as collecting it, she would be taking it out of the funds, and those entities she would have speak with to know it would be coming out of their funds, like say their November or December payment. We're in December, aren't we? December payment coming out of the funds of that. We've had to do it in the TIF when you had nothing to. But for then the year in balancing, the abatement is written. Okay, so she's charged with, say, $50,000.